Blog Talk
now,
Radio.
The man that got chosen for such a time as this man, better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, founder of the world's largest prayer line on the planet. Let's now receive our founder himself, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Judy Hagan. Amen. God bless you. You had a phenomenal women's convention on closing yesterday, I believe, or closing today or Sunday. I understand, Sunday. Well, it was wonderful. Thank you for inviting me to be a guest speaker on yesterday. Had a great time. God bless you. And to all of you,
yes, sir. Thank you.
Worldwide, online, amen, both local, national, and international, this is on the prayer line. God bless you. It's wonderful to be alive.
Amen.
God is still on the throne.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
God is so over awesome. And we certainly thank him for everything that he has done for us. It's a wonderful day. And anytime you're alive, this day of pandemic and everything, let me tell you, you're blessed. Every one of us are blessed, amen. Thank God for it. Today is a wonderful time to give God glory and to give God praise. Amen. Here by prayer ambassadors. Some time ago, the Lord led me to make prayer ambassadors. And I did so. I started it. And I still say that God said to me, you should serve me a couple of days when you meet 1,000 prayer ambassadors in one day. I still believe that. You see come to pass in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. Amen. Now, get by the phone, make it known. Amen. Why you want me to send it to me in time? Are you seeking, you got to have that notoriety. Amen. Just be nice and know that when you get on the First Fruits, and we're looking for you not to be antsy and be agitated and cause a lot of friction and trouble. Amen. If you've been doing it all your life, stop it. God doesn't like that. It's probably blocking many of your blessings. Amen. Because you are accustomed to doing that kind of thing. Just shut yourself down. Be still. And if you can't, just mute your mind. I'm talking to you like this because you've been doing this for a long time. And the enemy has been using you. Don't let him use you. He fell from heaven. And he didn't have a home. He's been looking to try and use witchcraft on anybody, getting their minds and trying to put weights in and bamboozle them. But you want to be sitting and saying, you can't use me. My mind is not available to you. And when you do that, God will bless you even more. Thank God. All right, God bless you. Let me see if we can have some of the prayer ambassadors on the line today. Excuse me. Who are with us? Amen. And who can give God glory. Thank you. The prayer ambassador to America and praying for Bermuda, Dr. Benny Jones Johnson. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. God bless you. What about the prayer ambassador to Israel, Dr. Clinton Cummings?
I am here.
God bless you. I pray a blessing to Peru and all around there. Nothing you feel is wrong.
Good morning. I'm here. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I'm about to pray a blessing to the Bahamas. And that's a beautiful area.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Dr. Barbara Gibson, I heard that answer. Thank you so much. All right. So we have the prayer ambassador went to England and all around there, Dr. Jeanette Murphy. But you get this, Dr. Murphy. Amen.
Good morning. I'm here.
Yes, she is. Thank God for her. And for all of you prayer ambassadors who are online, God bless you. Let me see if I can call a few more. How about the prayer ambassador to Mexico? Mexico, Dr. Sean Green. She'll be on the line. She's got a few kids. She got to get off to school and stuff like that. And she's with me. She'll be on the line. How about the prayer ambassador for Venezuela, Dr. Chris? Amen. You know he's there listening to them. All right. How about Dr. Reddy, New Zealand? My youth is just going, Dr. Reddy. He'll be there. God bless you. We have Dr. Deborah Johnson. Are you with us, Dr. Deborah Johnson?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you. God bless you. Sound like you're French. Amen. Thank God. Been up a while. Amen. All right, how about the Prime Minister of Greece? All around there. Dr. Irvine Coleman, are you with us? I know she is somewhere around us.
God bless you.
And then I know many other prayer ambassadors on the line. I'm just trying to find all my list of prayer ambassadors. And then many times when the enemy messes with me like this, I know the Lord has given me a word, and I basically know what to do. Because it's going to somehow tie the enemy. Amen. And I'm so grateful that God does that. He declares, open you are from the devil, from the enemy. And he's not going to let the enemy take full control over the world, because he said the earth is Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. So we just praise him for what he does in the name of Jesus. I may call a few more prayer ambassadors. But I want you all to join me right now, and let's celebrate the Lord. Open your line, help me give him thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
Volunteer, one of you prayer ambassadors. Amen. It should be ready to jump in there right now. Give me a prayer. Give me a volunteer. Pray for us.
Amen. Prayer ambassador, Dr. Jeanette Murphy, praying for Southeast Asia and England. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming to you as humble as we know how on this morning, giving you thanks, giving you praise, giving you the glory and all the honor that you are so due, God. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us for any sins of commission, omission, anything that's not like you, Father. We ask for your forgiveness, God. We thank you for this day, our laying down on last night, our waking up this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless this service on this morning, God. Look on our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty Johnson. Continue to bless them. Open doors for them. Make ways, oh God. Look on our mother to the nation, Dr. Patricia Stern, God. Continue to look on our moderator, Dr. Judy Hagen, and family, oh God. We ask you to look on all of those under the sound of our voice, oh God. Continue to bless each and every one, meet their needs according to your riches and glory. Father God, we ask you to just look on each, all of those across the world, our international audience, oh God. Continue to bless them, Lord. Open doors. make haste. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to be with us throughout this day, Father. Bless our going out and our coming in, God. We know that you are able to watch over us and bless us. Oh, God, bless the fragrance of the service and bless us to receive what is to be given to our leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson. God, we ask these blessings and prayers in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. And two or three of you are gentlemen and give us a scripture.
This is Betty Johnson. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is great God, is a great God, and a great King above all gods. That was the 95th division of Psalms, first, second, and third verses.
Oh, anybody else?
Dr. Lucio Angelo, Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. Amen.
Amen. That's good. And Dr. Lucio Angelo. All right, does anybody else have a scripture?
Amen. Prayer Ambassador's Office, Jeanette Murphy. May the words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my salvation. NIV, Psalms 19 and 14.
Thank you so much, all of you who gave us the word this morning. And that scripture, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you, First Lady, for leading the way. And for those who follow her, thank you so much. All right. I want to just talk from my heart this morning, trying to help you. I was so glad yesterday that Dr. Jimmy Hagan invited your chief to be a special guest for this National Women's Convention. Women. And the Lord used it, amen. And I said some things that I really want you to have too, amen. I was talking about how to recognize the real voice of God. And I was going from 1 Samuel 3 and 5. When God spoke to Samuel, who was a major prophet, wanted to give him a word, but Samuel missed it. He messed up, missed God's voice. But God didn't throw him away. Even though he had missed his voice, he came back to him and called him again, Samuel. Samuel missed him the second time. Called him again, Samuel. And he missed him the third time. But this time, Eli told him he was a more mature Christian. He told him, now, if the Lord calls you again, you sit up, paraphrase it now, sit up and look up to hope to heaven. And say, yes, Lord, thou servant here. And he did that because God called him again, Samuel, Samuel. And this time Samuel had matured in the Lord and sent us and said, yes, Lord, thou servant here. And God gave him a great word for Eli. But he had to recognize his voice, first of all. Here's another fellow named Jonah. He heard God speaking, man of God, and God told him, go to Nineveh, because I want to do something in Nineveh. I'm going to send a pandemic. They have missed me so much and messed up so much, and I have decided that I'm going to send a pandemic there to get their attention. He said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. Jonah recognized God's real voice. Man of God, but missed him again. He wanted to go to Tarshish. which is the city of bright lights, and, you know, all that happens were in Tarshish. He gonna tell God what he wants to do. May I say to you, if you want to be truly blessed, I mean bountifully blessed, don't try to tell God what you want to do. Usually when you get in the flesh, your mind, you mess up every time. Let God lead you. The one that the old folks used to sing that song, let the Lord lead you. Let God lead you all the way. And then they said, he's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader all the way. So let God lead you, because if you start leading God, in fact, you can't lead him. He'll just let you fall in a ditch. Amen. He's the one who keeps you all out of the ditches. You mean to tell me you don't know that people are trying to dig ditches all around you? Yeah, trying to get you to fall in ditches. I don't care, no, that you know how some people don't like you. They don't have a reason except one. What is the reason? God has blessed you. And I'm just telling you that people don't really like you when God has really blessed you. Because they think, how can you be blessed like that? He ain't blessed me like that. Well, you know, that's the enemy. That was always his reasoning, his thoughts up in heaven when he was in heaven. How can people worship God? They're not worshiping me like that. And that spirit that the enemy had adopted got kicked out by the angels of God. And they fell from heaven to the earth. There's a lot of them, 33 and a third million of those fallen angels that fell with the devil. That's a lot of angels to be where we try to get, heaven, and then mess up so they get kicked out and fall from heaven down to this earth. Well, they didn't have a place when they fell down here. They didn't have a home to live in. Why do you think they're trying to mess with you all the time? Trying to mess with you all the time. Well, there's 33 and a third million of them. Amen. They're bountiful. I mean, they got plentiful. I'll say it like that. They're plentiful. And every time you turn around, they're touching you on the shoulder, trying to mess with you and get your attention. Why? Because that's what they did up in heaven. And that's how you think they grew so. The enemy got 33 and a third million. But where do you get that figure from? I got it from John when he was on the Isle of Patmos. Well, how do you get that figure from John? Because John looked and was blessed in God, and he was able to see the vision, and he saw the throne of God. Now, he didn't see his face, because that's another message right there, where Moses asked to see the Lord's face, his glory, that's his face. And God said, no man has seen my face and lived. You know, you can't even look on him like that and live. That's why the Bible says, what is it, 1 Corinthians, I believe, that we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Why do you think it says that? Because you can't really look at God's face like you are, right, like you are in this mortal body. You can't stand to see all the glory of God like that. It'll kill you. That's why you got to be changed from the mortal, from this mortal to immortality. Yeah, you become immortal. Then you can see God. Amen. And I don't know about you, but when I get to heaven, I'm not looking for my mama first. I'm going to look for her. No, Dr. Ellie Johnson's up there, but I'm not, you know, that's not who I want to see first. I'm not looking for my daddy first. Dr. Lee Harold Johnson. I'm not going to look for him first. I'm not looking for my brothers, Elder Harold and Elder Robert. Already gone. And I love my brothers too, but I'm not looking for them first. I want to see Jesus. That's what I want to see. Yeah. The one who died for me. The one who set me free. I wouldn't be who I am without him. That's what I want to see. And I want to tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being there for me all the way. I don't know what you want to do, but I want to tell him thank you. Thank you for your hand of mercy over me. Thank you for your protecting hand over me and for the resurrection blood of Jesus that's been protecting me. Thank you. You've done so much for me. So I'm still talking about how to recognize the real voice of God this morning. We know the principles. I've taught them to you several times. Number one, in order to recognize God's voice, you're gonna know that there are only two voices that can really affect your life. That's the voice of good and the voice of evil. I'm going to tell you a scripture. You know, keep the scripture. Genesis 2 and 9. It talks about trees, but you've got to recognize that God uses symbols. Don't talk now. Mute your mind. We hear you. God uses symbols, and he's using trees. And he's mentioned this tree of knowledge. In other words, he says that there are only two types of knowledge in the world today. What are they, God? The knowledge of good, and there's a voice for good, one voice for good. That's God's voice. Ain't nobody good but God. He has a voice of good. And then there's a voice of evil. That's Satan's voice. That's the enemy, the devil. He's the voice of evil. Those two voices are the ones that have been trying to affect people all over the world. God comes to say something good, but the evil comes to try to bamboozle you and hoodwink you and keep you from hearing and obeying the good. So the enemy is jealous and knows that if you obey a good voice, you're going to be good. You're going to be blessed. So he's steadily trying to get you not to obey God. But there are only two voices. Second principle is 50-50. If it's not God speaking, it has to be the devil. Come on, but two voices. It's not three, four, five, six. And Dr. Johnson, I'm hearing three and four voices. Well, my advice to you is get some help. You need some help. go see somebody who can help your mind. Amen. Because there are really only two voices who can affect your life, and that's the voice of good or the voice of evil. God made even both. God made it. Now, why would he make evil? He made evil because he knew the enemy, that a mean old devil. If God didn't make evil, the devil would have tried to make evil. And if the devil made evil and got a hold of evil like that because he made it, he knew the devil was trying to kill you 20 years ago. He was trying to kill you 20 years ago. And God knew that you would live and not die. But the second reason why he made evil, too, is he made it for his glory. And he's been getting the glory out of evil ever since he made it. I'm giving you examples many times. He made evil. God made evil. He made it for his day of glory. Somebody can have cancer. That's evil. Eating up a person's body. That's evil. But he made it because he wanted to get the glory. And people get cancer. That's an arrogant demon who thinks that once he gets you, you can't get away. But God made cancer, and he can control cancer. And now he's getting the glory out of cancer because He's allowed people to have cancer, and they come back and tell others, listen, you can beat it. That demon is arrogant, but you can beat it. And God gets the glory, and people raise their hands who've gone through cancer and been delivered and give God the glory. Well, I know about COVID myself, and Betty knows about COVID, Lady Betty, because we both had it at the same time. Both of us were in the hospital at the same time. She stayed a little longer. I guess she liked their treatment. No, I'm kidding you. But she stayed longer than I did, but we were both in the hospital at the same time. And then the Lord looked and saw our faith and heard our request that he would heal us. And he who has the healing virtue, and he is healing virtue. He was wounded for our transgression. By his stripes we're healed. He spoke to us and healed both of us at the same time. We went to the doctor. It wasn't just a fluke healing. We went to the doctor, and the doctor gave us a clean bill of health. Amen. So we know that God is able to get glory out of COVID-19 because he heals COVID-19. We know for certainty, for sure, that he can heal COVID-19 and everything else. Everything he made, he can heal. That's why he didn't let the devil make nothing. Because the enemy didn't want it to heal you if you had gotten this or gotten that. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he wants to do. But God, who gives us life and wants to give us joy, that's what he comes to do, bring joy. Now, that's the 50-50 is the second point. The third point is God's word and God's voice will always agree. I'm trying to help you recognize the real voice of God. Because you may not spend 1,104 days fasting. Shortcut that, and why don't you just listen to the chief and get some help, amen, to recognize God's real voice. Third point is God's word and God's voice will always agree. Yeah, the word is going to agree with everything God is saying to you. If the word doesn't agree with what you think God is saying, listen, he's not saying it. God's He's not going to say anything that his word does not agree with. Amen. You hear a voice talking to you, oh, you so lonely. You're not going to be able to make it. You so lonely. Well, you know that's the devil. It couldn't be God's voice because God's word doesn't agree with that. Well, what does his word say? His word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then his word says, no. I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. So how can God be up there saying, oh, you're lonely. You know you're so lonely. You don't know what you're going to do. You know, why don't you just go and take your life since you're so lonely? You can live up there with the Lord. Who said that? The only person who said that is the devil in the first place. Because he doesn't agree with God's word. Yeah, God's word and God's voice always agree. I gave you many other examples on that, but I got to move. Not only will his word and voice agree, but next, the fourth principle is learn to ask questions. I often give that example. If somebody been meddling you on your job every day, you walk in, they got to say something smart to you every day. let me see who it is, the devil. I've been trying to hinder you. You just decide, that voice speaks to you who's trying to now mess with you and trying to get in your mind and use witchcraft to control you. He says to you, I tell you what you do. You just, when they come in tomorrow and they mess with you again, trying to say something's going on always. And this time, just don't let them, let them know that you ain't going to take it no more. Just let them know. Well, how am I going to let them know? Take your hand and just slap them as hard as you can. They'll stop messing with you every day if you do that. And when they come in the next day, you waiting on them. And you just going to obey that voice that told you to slap them as hard as you can. And you just, like usual, they mess with you the next, that day. And you really don't. And you just, pow, slap them. Knock them back on their desk. They fall over the desk. Knock all the papers on the desk. Oh, my God. And you're about to feel good in your mind and your soul. I got them. I got them. I got, they ain't going to mess with me. No. But see, it was a setup. When had you known your supervisor to come in that early? And when have you ever known the supervisor to be on the floor? And the supervisor was watching you. And so you slapped the girl, knocked her lights out. She did fall backwards. And all her papers on her desk fell backwards. But the supervisor saw you. Hey, man, it's November. And Christmas is almost when you got three kids. Supervisor said, I want to see you in the office. You walk in the office, they let you go, fire you. Amen. Then they turn around and call the person that you knocked over, trying to knock her lights out because she's been messing with you every day. Then they call her in the office and give her a promotion. In fact, they give her your job. Who spoke to you? Was it God or was it the devil? I tell you who it was. It was the devil, that's for sure. Got you fired, and you ain't got no money for your kids at Christmas time. He knew all that. See, the enemy, and this is the last point, not only ask questions, Lord, did you speak to me? But here's the last point. Learn to recognize what the enemy is trying to do to you. He's always trying to get you in trouble, always trying to speak to you negatively. It's not God that's saying all that negative minor stuff to you. That's not God. That's the enemy. He comes to try to make you miss your blessings. I'm not getting ready to raise the offering, but I'm going to use this example. It's kind of like whenever we ask you to give the first fruits, we give so much to you. So much we're giving to you. And it's the only right for you to turn around and try to be a blessing to people who are trying to bless you. But the enemy will get in your mind and tell you, oh, you ain't got enough money to do that, or you ain't got enough money to give. But it's not against, it's not really taking my blessings or first fruits blessings. It's taking your blessings. I'm not the target. First fruits is not the target. You, man. You, woman, you the target. That's how God, let me say, that's how the enemy got so many people to follow him up in heaven. He bamboozled them, hoodwinked them, and used witchcraft on them. He wanted to get their minds and control their minds. That's witchcraft. And you are the target, and the devil has been using witchcraft on you, not to hurt me. Not to hurt first fruits, not to hurt Amazing Grace, no, not to hurt Dr. Betty. He's been using witchcraft on you because he doesn't want you to be blessed. You've been called by God to be a blessed. And the devil knows that if you be blessed, people will follow you. See, people follow winners, not losers. They don't want to be following losers. They follow winners. That's why the Lord led Betty and I to use a lot of money and fix up our foyer of our church and make it beautiful, all white marble. I mean real marble, not the imitation stuff, but the beautiful marble, white marble. Walk in, and it's got gold strips all around it, and all up and down the steps. Marble. When you're walking up the steps, marble, and walking on the first landing, it's marble as you walk into the Edney Johnson Fellowship Hall. And I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to make a point. And I'm using myself as a guinea pig and using Dr. Benny as a guinea pig. Amen. Not only that, landing where you walk in is white marble, but the lower level is white marble. All the steps are white marble. And the upper level is white marble, all of them. Amen. Why? Because we know the people follow people who are look good, smell good, walk good, talk good. They follow people who are prosperous. We know that. And we don't want them to follow us because we just want to be prosperous, but we want them to follow us to Jesus. We want to lead them to the Lord. Amen. And if anything like that will help us lead them to the Lord, so be it. Amen. And we've tried to make it beautiful for the saints of God that it might be a tool to be a soul-winning tool. Amen. I hope you understand me. But the enemy doesn't want you to be prosperous and look prosperous and act prosperous. He doesn't want you to have a beautiful home so you look prosperous. He doesn't want you to drive prosperous, your car looking prosperous. He doesn't want that. I prove it to you just by a common sense thing. When you get ready to move, what the devil tell you? Oh, you can't move out there. You can't move out there. You got the Caucasians living out there telling you all you can move is two or three blocks from your house, the same neighborhood. Why? He doesn't want you to look prosperous like the other folk. You understand what I'm saying, y'all. He doesn't want you to look prosperous and be prosperous because he knows that you're a child of the king, and you lead people to the king. Well, you're going to lead them otherwise. No. You're going to lead them to the king, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he doesn't want that. His goal is to take over the world, not to help you lead folks to Jesus. He's not going to try to help you lead nobody to Jesus. Because his goal is to take over God's world. But God said in Psalm 24, the earth is mine. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. You know, God said, I'm not going to let the devil take over my world. He said, I'm not going to even let the devil decide who the richest man on the face of the earth is. And I'm sitting in my kitchen. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you what the Lord told me to say. He told me I'm sitting there minding my own business, not even thinking about anything remotely close to this. Nowhere close to this. His voice out of the clear blue sky in my mind, in my spirit. And it says, I want you to say every day, Bernard, I want you to say every day. He called me by my name. And he said, I want you to say every day, I am the richest person on the face of the earth. I'm the richest person in the world. That's what he told me. Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this is my personal testimony. He told me to say this, that I'm the richest man in the world, or the richest person in the world. And I just took him in his word and started saying it. And I'm saying that right now. I am the richest person in the world. He told me to say that every day. Amen. Now, I would like to give that to y'all, but he didn't tell me to tell y'all to say that. He told me to say, this is for me. And I don't even know if I was supposed to be able to tell y'all that. But it was for me. God said, say it every day, that I'm the richest person in the world every day. And I've been saying it. Now, I'm waiting to see what he's going to do, but he told me to say that. And then he told me why. He said, I'm the one who made the heaven and the earth. And I'm not going to let the devil determine who the richest person in my world that I made. I'm not going to let the devil determine that. He said, the earth is the Lord's, I told you, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He He said, I'm not going to let the enemy decide that. Talking about Jeff Bezos is the richest person in the world. He said, I didn't say that. You don't hear them talking about me. So I didn't say that they're the richest person in the world. The world decided to say that. The enemy decided to tell people that. But God said, I didn't say that. And then talking about Bill and Melinda Gates, who got $150 billion. Talking about they going to divide it during the divorce. He said, I let you see that for a reason. But I didn't say that they're the richest people on the face of the earth. They never talk about me. They may do some good things. I'm not denying that. But they never said nothing about me, basically, to the public. And they could have changed the world with all that money that they were able to accumulate in my world, he said. He said, but I want you to say every day, I'm the richest person on the face of the earth. I guess because of two reasons he told me to say it. Number one, there's a man, and I heard Bishop Stern quote this, I believe, on yesterday, on Tuesday, rather. She said, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. As a woman thinking in her heart, so is she. But as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. I mean, that's one reason why God wanted me to say it. He wants me thinking in my mind, in my heart. Man, it's like a person who never really gets old, no matter how old their age, their record age is. They might get to be 75, 85, 95 years old, but they never really get old. Why? Because they think in their mind. Stop moving. Please stop moving. Because they think in their mind that they're young. Amen. I guess that's what happened to me when my little granddaughter challenged me to a race. She's the fastest one in her class. And that girl, she can run. And here I am as Bernard Johnson. Dr. Bernard Johnson, she said, Poppy. She calls me Poppy. Poppy, I'll race you. And we're racing back to the car where Benny is. And I said, okay, about 200 feet. And she says, on the mark, get ready, say, go. And she starts running. And in my mind, I'm running right with her. Amen. And I know the devil is trying to do that to me now. Stop it. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I plead the blood of Jesus. Stop that movement around the line causing. You're just a little immature person. Drinking milk. You couldn't be no mature Christian doing what you're doing. And then saying you're a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. But my little granddaughter challenged me to a race. And here I am running with my, before I knew it, I was running with her. Fastest one in her class. Now, why can I do that? As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Here I am thinking I'm 35 years old, 25, 35 years old. And I'm thinking in my mind, in my heart, I'm 35. So I can run with Lanitra, not Lanitra, but with Anaya, my little granddaughter. She's running fast. I couldn't afford to let her beat me. That little booger leans in like Usain Bolt and touches the car before I can touch it. And hollers, I beat you, Poppy. Well, I didn't want to let her have bragging rights, but I had to. She did beat me just by a hair. So she beat me. And my point is that the reason why I can do that is I think I'm 35 years old. But I'm really actually 72 years old. I'm 32. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm not. My God. And the reason why I can do that, I think it. Amen. That's why God told me, say every day of your life, you are the richest person in the world. He wants me to think that. And so is he. As a man think it, so is he. The second reason why he told me to say it is because he knows the word. He knows that Matthew 18, and I believe 18, says, as a man, no, it says, whatever you loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. he wanted me to loose it down here on earth because he wants people up in heaven all around and the angels or the heavenly hosts all around heaven saying, Bernard Johnson is the richest person on the earth. That's what they're saying up in heaven because I loosed it on the earth. And he knows that whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So let's just give the anointing time to work. And let's see why he had me to say that. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I believe on God's timing, you'll see it come to pass. Not too long, because God told me when I preached the message called Age, he said, son, the message is not only to you, it's not only to the first fruits line, but it's also to me. And I said, to you? He said, yes, son, that message is to me. I said, how is it to you? He said, I'm preaching through you, but I'm preaching to myself. He said, I'm not going to take long to do nothing no more. And he's proven it to me. And he's not taking long to do nothing. Right after he said that, we've been trying to renovate our church for 14 years. But I'll tell you what, right after the Lord said, I'm not taking long to do nothing. Dr. Betty, I know you can testify. Right after the Lord said, I'm not taking long to do nothing, now we're making headway on renovating our church because God.
Amen.
Amen. He's not taking long to do nothing. So, God bless you. I'm almost out of time here. Got a few more minutes. Let me wrap this up. The last point of recognizing God's real voice, learn how to recognize the enemy's voice. It's easy. That bugger always is retrograde. Just retrograde. Always saying the wrong thing at the wrong time to the right people. Just trying to hoodwink you and bamboozle you. Your voice is talking about, oh, you're not going to make me do that. Who do you think is saying that, God or the devil? The devil wants to always take you backwards. God would be saying, oh, you're going to be able to do that. Because why? Because you're not just a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. That's the way the Lord talks. He's always saying positive things to you. You're going up, 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 up. But the enemy wants to say, you're going down, 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 down. Yeah, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Remember that. He's always saying negative things. If somebody's been nice to you, he'll tell you, oh, you don't have time to go over there and be nice to them. That's the enemy. Because he knows that you'll be blessed if you reciprocate. He knows that. Give and it shall be given unto you. In other words, when you bless others, it reciprocates back to you. And then he knows all that. The devil knows that. That's why he's telling you, don't you do it. Don't you be no blessing. Because he knows that God's word will not be a lie. And God's word will have to bless you. And you'll have to be blessed instead of cursed. And then he's always saying negative things like, oh, don't help that woman. Don't help that man. Don't help them. And they got two legs themselves. Why are you trying to help them? Well, who do you think is talking like that? It's not God. It's the enemy. You got to learn how to recognize his voice. He's always trying to keep you down. Always trying to keep you from helping people. Always trying to keep you from saying things that will encourage anybody. Every Sunday in our church, we have a part of our service called Time of Encouragement. And people get up and they go to two or three, four or five other people and just say something encouraging because they're ministers too. I'm not the only minister in the church. I'm the leader. Yeah, under God's auspices, yeah. But every person in the church, we have priests and priestess. Amen. They are called of God to be ministers too. Why do you think the Lord, when he's leading me to be a blessing to the churches worldwide, when the Lord blesses me, amen, why do you think he told me not only bless the churches, but bless people who minister? Because all of us are ministers. We got a task that God may have told you to go to the senior citizens home, and you got a gift of singing. Go there and sing. That's ministry. He may have told you to just go to the senior citizen's home and cook a cake and take it to him. That's ministry. He may have told you to cook some lasagna or something that they enjoy and take it over there to the senior citizen's home. That's ministry. See, we all have a different way of ministering, but we are ministers, all of us. Amen. Through your words of encouragement. That's why on the line, on really on the all-night shut-in, but even on the daytime line, I'm having y'all to say something to encourage somebody, because we all are ministers. Amen. And you can say a word to somebody that may change their life, and you don't even know it. But 10 years later, you might find out. They may come up to you and say, listen, I was so depressed one day, but you are the one who said a word to me in just one sentence, and I caught it, and it changed my life forever. See, you minister too, my God told me, and he blesses me. He said, son, I don't want you just to bless the preachers and the churches. I want you to bless people who minister too. Amen. Helping folks, saying things that help them, doing things that help them. Might even somebody who doesn't have a car, but you got a car and you drive them around to get their groceries, to get some food, to be out of food. That's ministry. Amen. Don't fool yourself. The enemy will try to minimize everything you do. I know what that would mean. I can speak a tremendous message like today. Then somebody got enough nerve. Oh, that was a good word. There ain't no good word. My doctor class taught me how to really judge a good word and an excellent or a lame word. Or they have even, you know, some of those guys in that doctoral class, when I bring a word, they say, oh, they go just, oh, Dr. Johnson, my God, that was off the chain. They say something that would be above good. Because they know the difference between a good word and a phenomenal word. Amen. It's kind of like prayer. You got to know little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Phenomenal prayer, phenomenal power. Yeah, yeah. Amazing prayer, amazing power. So there are all kind of levels that will describe what God has done to somebody. Amen. But we study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. And I thank God for blessing us and using us in a special way. Amen. I don't want to get too far from closing where I am right now, because we just got a few minutes here. But remember that, how to recognize God's real voice. First of all, only two voices that affect you. You don't have a voice. You make a choice. But good and evil are the two voices. The second thing, if you know that there are only two voices, then let it make a 50-50 choice. Make a 50-50 choice. Either if it's God, then it couldn't be. Well, if it's not God, it has to be the devil. And if it's not the devil, it has to be God speaking to you. It's not the two choices. All right, third thing, God's word and God's voice will always agree. Learn the word and you'll learn his voice. Fourth thing is this, that learn to ask questions. I use that speech. Did I do that? Did I do that? Change it to God say. Did God say that? Did God say that? You'll find out. He'll lead you. And he'll speak to your mind and tell you whether you said it or not. And the last thing is, I close, learn to recognize when the enemy is speaking. He's always speaking in this great negative, always trying to kill you, trying to steal from you, trying to destroy you. He ain't saying nothing that's good. So when you hear a voice doing stuff like you're doing now, and you hear a voice trying to do negative stuff on the line and won't obey nobody. I mean, who do you think that is? It's the enemy. He comes to put you down. Recognize his voice. God bless you. Recognize the voice of the enemy. Gotta go. Amen. Thank God for that announcement. It's helping me that curtail some of my strength in the name of Jesus. Somebody who recognizes that I'm getting out of line today, take time to ask God to restore my virtue, restore my strength in the name of Jesus. You want to have a volunteer? The line is open to you. If you'll do it, tell us who you are. Pray for me in the name of Jesus.
Dr. Gilbert Lee from Chicago, Illinois. Keith just said the phone's going to get ready to go out. So I don't know if it will work. But Lord Jesus, our teaching master, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask you to speak the blood over him, Lord Jesus. Watch over him. Protect him, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we know it's all in your hand, Lord Jesus. Give him the strength, Lord Jesus, and the peace of mind, Lord Jesus, just to go on in you, Lord Jesus. Lead him and guide him in your way, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we know with you all things are possible, Lord Jesus. Let his vision come true, Lord Jesus. Let his anniversary, him and Dr. Baby's 60th anniversary be the greatest anniversary they ever had, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we know it's all about you, Lord Jesus. You have to be in a place to send a prayer up to you, and we know you will hear our prayers. And we just thank you for what you have done for them and what you're going to do for them. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you have done. Amen.
Thank God. Amen. What a beautiful prayer. I'm beginningly you're growing. Amen. And I don't mean because you ate that whole watermelon. No, I'm not talking about that. But you're growing. Amen. Amen. May God bless you real good. Amen. Stop moving around the phone, Dr. Gilbert Sleeve. Mute your mind.
I was on mute, Keith.
Oh, that wasn't you?
No, sir. As soon as I finished, I went back to mute.
All right. God bless you. All right. Somebody doing all that kind of stuff around the phone. I don't really believe that they really know they're doing it, but you are, when you know it or not. God bless you. I'm giving you my best today. I'm a very direct person. Like when I go to see millionaires, I don't beat around the bush. I just tell them, listen, I'm trying to do a lot for the Lord, and I need your financial help. So I just want to be straightforward with y'all. Give me some money. I mean, I got to do a lot of things. Tonight is our anniversary tonight and Sunday. But I got to do a lot of things before I even get there tonight. And it's going to cost a lot of money trying to prepare for the people of God. Amen. So if I bless you, it's only right for you to reciprocate. It's only right. You might not have all the money you want to give to our ministry today, but you want to be able to give something. I mean, I shouldn't be preaching every day, and none of y'all said nothing. I mean, you know, I got days like that. Nobody, when have you ever been in church, ever in your life, ever, and had a special guest speaker, and nobody in the church gave nothing? I don't think you ever had a day like that. But I have some days like that on First Fruits. I want to give my best to y'all. And nobody says nothing?
Amen. Amen.
My God, that's not right. I just want to teach you right. Whether it's me or whether it's somebody else, it's not right. Not right for every person to preach and give you a rhema word, and then everybody in the church hold their finger up and tip out and walk out the door. That will make that person think that God didn't use them. But he was used of the devil. No, I'm not being used of the devil today. I'm telling you things that the enemy doesn't want me to tell you. Amen. He's trying his best to distract you all while I'm telling you. Why? Because he knows it will help you and you'll be blessed. And it's not right for everybody to hold their finger up and tip out the back door on me just because I've tried my best to be a blessing. That's not right. It's the enemy, it's the devil trying to discourage me and discourage my first lady, amen, Dr. Betty. And come on, Dr. Hagen, if you're there, tell them how they can give an offering. Not right, it's not right. Are you there, Dr. Hagen? I'll meet your line and come on. Amen. I don't want to say too much here. But I know one thing, it's not right, amen. Are you there, Dr. Hagen? All right, let me go ahead and get the information. Listen, if y'all want to help as I've helped y'all, it's fair is fair. Amen. Got a cash out. Just go to my cash out and send whatever you can. Amen. Dr. D.R. period. Vernard, when you put a V like in victory, Dr. V. Amen. My name should pop up. Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. Bernard is spelled B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Amen. That's one way you can be a blessing. Second way is just go to Walmart. I had somebody do that on yesterday, and that was such a blessing. Amen. I don't want to tell you what they did. I just tell you, thank you so much. I won't call your name because you asked me not to, but I want to appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Then the third way, when you go to Walmart, just give my name. I want to send a gift to this person and tell them Bernard Johnson. Don't need a title, just Bernard Johnson. And then send it to the state of Kansas. If you make sure you send it to the state of Kansas, because they will ask you where's it going, tell them to Kansas. I'll be able to get it. And the third way is that if you would give and send it through the mail, if you want to send it through the mail, send it to P.O., Post Office Box. What is the P.O. Box? 26593. That's the P.O. Box. And send it to Overland Park, Kansas. Overland, over, O-B-E-R, land, L-A-N-D, one word, Overland Park, P-A-R-K, Kansas. And the zip code is this. This is important. Get this. Here's the zip code, 66225. Two sixes, two twos, and a five. 66225 is the zip code. Amen. God bless you, and we thank you. Man, right is just right. Man, who is that moving by the phone in the tour? Don't even recognize what you're doing because any kind of distraction. You ought to stop being a baby. Amen. Come on, grow up. Amen. Meet your mind. We've asked you to do that many times. That's you. You just moved again. You're moving right now. That's you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, y'all. Come on, Dr. Cullens. Maybe they won't move on you, but come on, give us the scripture. Amen.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Jeremiah, and we're reading chapters 23, 24, and 25. It's your reading assignment.
Wow, we're that for 23, 24.
Yes, sir.
And 25. Yeah. You better spell that Jeremiah, because somebody might be over in the New Testament looking for it. Amen.
Yes, sir. It's J like in Jerry, E-R-M-I-A-H, Jeremiah.
Uh-huh. Well, let me go to the hood and pronounce it, because they'll find it then. It's Jeremiah. Jeremiah. See if you can find it now. Jeremiah. Then Maya. You know how to spell your daughter's name. M-I-A-H. Jeremiah. And get those chapters in there, and you'll be blessed. All right, come on, Dr. Benita Fryerson.
Yes, the R-Night Shut-In is Wednesday, August the 25th. It starts at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh, it starts at 9 o'clock.
I said 9:30. It starts at 9 o'clock. Thank you for the correction, which is the same as 10 p.m. Central Standard. I'm sorry. Never mind. Let me just move on. We do have openings. We have an opening from 3 a.m. to 3:15 a.m. If anyone would like that, just let me know. We have one from 3:15 to 3:30. If you want that, let me know. We have an opening from 5:45 to 6. Does anyone want that? And then we have one from 5:30 to 5:45.
that's about the same time we run into every time. Those openings are around that same time every time. I'm going to ask the people who are up looking at TV that kind of morning. You know you've been up looking at television trying to get back to sleep. Some of y'all, I tell you, this will put you back to sleep. Just give the Lord some time and pray and sing or preach. It will help make you sleepy because the enemy will come and try to make you sleepy if you're trying to pray or sing for the Lord and doing anything for the Lord. He'll just get in there and try to make you nod and everything else. So why don't you fill those two slots? Give them how they can reach you.
You can reach me at 616-531-4940.
616-531-4940.
You can teach, preach, reach, pray, whatever God has you to do.
Sing too, can they sing?
Oh, sure, they can sing. You can sing your solo, congregational song, trio, A-B selection.
It's your time, amen. Just take up your time.
Yes, and you can look at, and if you want to, you can look at it this way as a way of practicing on us. Because when you go out into the world, you know, you're going to have to know what to say when you're trying to reach others for Christ.
Yeah, it makes a difference. I had that experience on yesterday at the service station. A young man came up to me, and he was leaving out the door, and I was going in the door because I wasn't using my credit card. I was using cash, and I was going in the door, and he said, what's up, man? I said, what's up? I said, the Lord's up. And I said, how you doing? He said, what? I said, how you doing? He said, man, why you ask me that? I said, I'm concerned about you. He said, you got something you want to tell me or something? And I knew that was the Lord trying to use him to be blessed. I went over to him. I said, yeah. And I started speaking to him. I said, listen, the Holy Ghost just showed me that all your life, the devil has been trying to sift you as wheat. And the Lord told me to tell you, in the last 2 or 3 months, check it out, man, the devil has tried to kill you because he knows that there's a hand of God on your life. You're supposed to be a preacher, man. I looked at him and I began to minister to that young brother.
We can't hear you.
Amen. I don't know when you stopped hearing me, but did y'all hear me tell about the young man who I ministered
to? You said
to?
You began to minister to that young brother, and then
I
after that, hear you.
I began to minister to that young brother, and the Holy Ghost began to tell me all about his life. I said, man, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, somebody's tried to kill you 2 or 3 times. They tried to kill you. And the brother, tears started coming down his eyes. He said, he's like, man, I'm trying to get home. I said, where's home? He said, I'm trying to get back to St. Louis, where my mama is. He said, I said, you think you'd be better off there? He said, I know I'd be better off in St. Louis, because at least they won't be trying to kill me in St. Louis. They're trying to kill me here. I said, what? He said, yeah. Well, I knew the Holy Ghost had led me to say the right thing to him. And I'm still ministering to that young man. God bless you. But you all, my point is that you all can minister on that all-night Chevy with Dr. Bonita Fries and call her and tell her that you want those slots. And my number is 616-531-4940. Okay? Gotta go, y'all. We had a great day. I feel like that. And the Lord blessed so many people on this line today. Let me pray for one person. I feel a miracle by God in my bowels, all around my heart, my mind. I feel the virtue getting ready to go out to somebody who needs a miracle. one person and know somebody on here needs a miracle. Tell me about it. Let me pray for you.
Ambassador
Wazin Khan. All right. You stand in proxy for her?
Yes.
All right. Lift your hands where you are.
Okay.
Father, this precious dear is standing in proxy for Ambassador Wazin Khan. You know the enemy is trying to attack her, and many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord will deliver him or her, deliver them out of them all. I'm praying that your word would be prevalent and that you would deliver her out of them all. Touch her, Lord, with your hand of love. And God calls that flesh that you created, the body, cause it to fall in line with you, which you want to happen. Cause it to fall in line and let her be healed. Let her be completely healed. Bring her back, Lord, stronger than she was before she got sick. And may I ask you to do this one thing for me. Flip it overnight, would you? In the name of Jesus, flip it. In the name of Jesus. Just as I prayed for that bishop on yesterday, and God, when I prayed, you told me to say, flip it overnight. And God, thank you for making that bishop feel wonderful and healing his body. Now heal Wazin Khan, I pray, and let her know that at this time the prayer was prayed and you flipped it overnight. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bless the people as they go today in the city, bless them in the field. Bless their going out and their coming in. And everything they touch, be blessed, because they are blessed. They're not following the voice of the enemy, but they're following the voice of the Lord. That's what I'm doing right now, following your voice and seeing the things you see, say, and I appreciate it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you. Not saying the one, not saying the all. Watch and pray, and you'll be blessed. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We love you. And listen to the real voice of the Lord. I know many of you have learned how to hear it. Now I'm trying to learn how to obey it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That goes to me and to everybody on this prayer line. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I leave you. Oh, I'm picking the famous thing. This is my day for Dr. Betty yesterday. But it's really the YouTube. Amen. If you know that God is going to fix it for you and you got the faith, just believe. Amen. I got a feeling that it is. We'll be all right. Good day to you.
There you have it. That's right. You heard this. The world's greatest, the world's largest prayer line. Dr. V.
Good day.